If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We have arrived at Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday. This is the night of the Last Supper. Jesus is in the upper room with his disciples, and he breaks bread and then shares the chalice, and he says, "This is my body and this is my blood." It is the night of the institution of the Holy Eucharist, and we as the church gather often and worldwide over the last 2,000 years offering this Eucharist, this Thanksgiving. Every time we celebrate Eucharist, we are taken back to this very night. Jesus in the upper room and then off to the garden to pray, where he gives them the sacrament of Holy Communion and offers himself in a very unique way in the bread and in the wine. And then he, in the perfect example of servanthood, washes the feet of the disciples. And we talked about humility on Palm Sunday. And that is a very humble thing to do, to wash someone else's feet. None of us really probably like to do that. But that's what Jesus did. We mark this night with a great deal of solemnity, a great deal of ceremony and beauty, and we offer prayers and music, and we take this time to enter into the sacred, into the holy. And so we have the beautiful candles and the vestments, and we'll celebrate this Eucharist. And when it's all said and done, we'll strip the altar as we prepare for Good Friday. And so all that will be left, everything will be gone up there. The only thing we'll see are the red candles still keeping vigil. They're called vigil candles. They're keeping watch. And that's what we're called to do on this holy night. After we participate in that Last Supper, called the Last Supper because it was the last one he would share with his disciples before going to his death. After we participate in that, after we experience Jesus as one who serves, we are called to be in the garden with him to pray and to enter into that very holy time. And that's why you'll see, and if you've been to, all of you have been to these Holy Week services many times before, this evening ends in silence. It's supposed to be a holy, silent place to pray and to be in the presence of Jesus and to watch with him in the garden. And so after it's all said and done, the lights will be low, the vigil votive candles will still be burning, and all we'll have is the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord there with the large candle indicating the presence of Christ. And you can sit and be in the presence of Jesus. And even indeed at the end of our liturgy tonight, after that's all said and done, you're going to see that. Service ends in silence. And it's a very beautiful time. Very beautiful time. But it's not quite the way it happened. If we wanted to be true to the events of the night of the Last Supper on this Holy Thursday, we would be doing things a little bit different. It's called Holy Thursday. It's called Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin word mandatum, and we get the English word mandate from that. It's a commandment. That's what Maundy means. Commandment Thursday. Jesus gives us this commandment. that we are to love one another. We're to love one another. And indeed, we hear the summary of the law before every Eucharist. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, body, soul, mind, spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself. The great commandment. And he says, at this end of John's Gospel, John 13, verse 15, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. You should do as I have done, he says. And so it's Commandment Thursday, if you will. It's holy because of the events that happened. It's Maundy Thursday because the commandments are given. And if we wanted to say it in English, we could say Commandment Thursday. That's why we start this Eucharist with the Ten Commandments. And we get to that point where we're supposed to participate in all of that. And again, in this very holy place, we do that. And we have the ability to now sit at the end of this Eucharist in reverent silence before God and watch with Jesus. Jesus takes them to the garden to pray, and he says, pray with me, watch with me. And that's what the service ends in silence is all about. But again, if we wanted to be true to what really happened, this is what that slide should say. However, service ends with everyone screaming, crying, and running out of here in fear and trembling. That's what happened in the garden. And maybe even before that, it should say, service ends with everyone falling asleep. And then the soldiers arrive, and then they start screaming and crying and running out of here in fear and trembling. If you want to do that tonight, now don't make a big joke out of it, but if you really want to do that tonight, then go right ahead, because that will put you right back with exactly what happened in that garden that night. Those soldiers came and they grabbed him. And remember, they tried to defend. They cut off the servant's ear, and Jesus healed him right there before their very eyes, and that still wasn't enough for them. We heard about Mark, the disciple, who probably was still trying to wrestle Jesus away from them somehow, and they grabbed his cloak and he ran away naked. Where the rest of them were, we don't know. Because they had done this. They got out of Dodge. They left. So that's what you should see at the end of this Eucharist. And we sometimes forget that, because we have created a wonderful, beautiful, holy atmosphere to be in the presence of Jesus. But let us never forget that in our frail humanity, all too often, instead of sitting with Jesus in prayer, we do this in one form or another. And that's not how God would have us be. Jesus even tried to calm them down. He told them, put your swords away. We know that Scripture must be fulfilled. We know this has to happen. And so those that bravely tried to fight off the soldiers were quickly told to stand down. I'm getting good at this military lingo, aren't I? Yeah. They were quickly told, don't do this. But the others, I mean, how many of them were there? And we don't hear about them. But we know that this was a scene of chaos. This wasn't a scene of silent, reverent prayer. But thanks be to God, we're here to celebrate the fact that we know the end of the story, and we can be here. We can take ourselves back to that garden, and we can put ourselves in a place where we can sit quietly and reverently with the Lord. Thankful that in the times in our lives when we've done this, he's still there for each and every one of us. He still is the atonement for our sins. He still goes to the cross because he loves us. He doesn't do this running and abandoning. He offers himself as the sacrifice and the payment as penalty for our sins. So thanks be to God that we don't have this going on every Holy Thursday anymore, but that's the reality, because this is what you'll see, that we will end in silent prayer. And so let part of that silent prayer be in appreciation for everything that Jesus did for us as we prepare to celebrate the end of this holy week with the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the empty tomb on Easter Sunday.